Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramar Tefio on blogtalkradio.com.
We are an associate of TCPN. Find us at www.thecommonsprojectnetwork.com.
The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience.
Good evening, welcome to Gather Round. I'm Ra, Santa Marta Fio, and we're just going to get busy right now. Monique Johnson from HealthyMovementsInternational.com, take it away.
Hello, hello everyone. So honored to be here, Monique Johnson. And we are, so I may be a little discombobulated here and there. I'm on a little medication for my physical body. It's needing a little extra help and extra love. So, but I'm happy to really be here. We have been discussing the energy system as it refers to the chakras, the energy centers of the body. And we've been talking about how to balance them. Balancing is different than moving up the energy chakras to enlighten, to become more aware, or moving down the energy chakras to create, to dense, to focus. So in the balancing, we are looking at the energy centers that kind of the heart is the fulcrum. And so when you go one below and one above, then we look at those two, and then two above and two below, we look at those two, and on and so forth. And we are considering really only the seven basic chakras of the body. And last time we met, we talked a little bit about the third eye, which is your sixth energy center, and the second energy center, which is your sacral, which is your sensual sexual self. And these two correspond to have balance. And one of the things, though, that I really wanted to mention before even going deeper into that is some of the differences between the three below the heart and the three above the heart, the three energy centers. So below the heart, they're called a lot of times our earth self, or our dense state of existence. Deals with our existence here on this earth and how that we deal with and interrelate with earthly beings and our experiences on this earth. How we learn also during those, in those lower three chakras, is outside in. So we begin to, that's when we have the books of, you know, the rights, the wrongs, the goods, the bads, fitting into society, how to be a good, you know, citizen, and all these things. And it's a beautiful experience, and of course we all need that, but we can understand how when we get to beyond that, start to expand beyond that, we start to have more awareness, more consciousness in our upper three chakras, which it starts with the throat, the third eye, and the crown chakra. And in these, instead of learning through books, through external, outside-in ways, when we really become connected to these upper chakras, then we start to learn through experience. So no longer guiding our life through all the external stuff, and through the books and the lists and the laws and all of that. We're getting more into the energy of things, the spirit of things. And when that starts to happen, it can be a major change for a lot of people. And for me, it was very much a major change, and I had to learn how to trust it. It's different if you can, when I could, you know, look in a book, or if it's a Bible, turn to Matthew 12:38, read it and say, oh, well, that applies to this, 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 and this. which technically, you know, it may be considered as building faith, but if faith is things that are unseen, I'm really seeing that, and I'm really logicking it out. So the upper chakras really start to build the faith in energy, in your experience of life, in your ability to have an experience and to extrapolate from sensing, you know, the step to take or the path to go. When these chakras really start getting open and your awareness is there, which, remember, consciousness is just your awareness with your intelligence put together, and that begins to expand and have the consciousness there. So when the consciousness is there, you start to even begin to intuit if you are on the quote-unquote the path that is the most healthy for you in life, or if you're on a path that is not compatible with your true reason for even being here, for even having experiences here on this earth. All these things start to come awake, and we become more aware of them. And then for people who are really into the energy world and the way of experiencing life like that, then the clairs start to open up, like the clairaudio or the clairvoyant and all that. How you as an individual, your natural innate way of translating your experiences, and you become more aware of that, more trusting of that, more intuned in your life. And that's why, I mean, I really enjoy that. Those chakras a little bit, I think, more sometimes because they are closer to my soul. And if you, as a being, if you really embrace the fact that you are a spirit being or an energy being having an earthly experience, then this starts to wake up for you who you truly are and not just the layers and the hats of the different roles you play on this earth, because you know, we're more than any of the stories that are in our heads. We're more than any of the experiences that we've had on this earth, whether we judge ourselves as being a good person for having certain experiences or whether we judge ourselves as being a bad person. Either way, we're more than those experiences. And so what we begin to do is start to kind of shed away some of the self-judgment, some of the self-non-love, some of the things that we look at ourselves and we hide from. So that's why when the fifth chakra opens up, that throat chakra, you're able to start to speak your truth. And your corresponding chakra, which is your power center, your solar plexus, it empowers you instead of taking the power and giving it away outside, getting lost in the external. So, and that they interrelate like that, and then you move up and you have your third eye, which is the sensing. It gives you the ability to not just have your five senses and not just have your logical mind, which we, I have a friend, we always call that Dr. Spock. Dr. Spock comes in and he wants to logic everything out, you know. So it gives you more to work with than just that. And we start to kind of let go of our hands. That's why we begin to get a little bit more comfortable with living life without all the guarantees and without all the dependencies and all the things, the what we have used as security blankets in the lower chakras, we start to kind of loosen our hands on that. And that third eye really helps that sensing to come in and for it not to just be a warning system. Our third eye, a lot of times, if we're connected to it already, at the beginning, it's just a warning system, you know, the oh, well, I don't know why, but I shouldn't go there, I shouldn't do that, or, you know, just that warning. But what we are able to do as we get more balanced is that energy center can become proactive so that we're not just waiting for the warnings of what not to do. It starts to help on what to do. And it has that magnetism that you can kind of, even if you don't have the words in your head and Dr. Spock is not in to make one plus one equals two, then, you know, we start to be able to kind of close our eyes and to feel our way through answers for the questions that we have. Rather, that is something as tangible as, do I take this job? Or rather, it's less tangible as in, you know, what is my passion in life? You know, so it is that third eye opening up, and that connecting to the central sacral self as well really helps us to get balanced, have a full amount of yin and a full amount of yang, so that the two come together to be whole, and that we're not deficient to where we're looking at the external to try to, what do they say, you complete me or something. Or some stuff like, yes. So we're not looking at external people and things and all of that to complete us. We start living life in wholeness and in healthiness. And when we are in that spot, then it is easier to navigate the path, and we have so much more confidence. When I was able to really touch into that and to find the language for it, it was a whole new world. And it's still, and that part has never changed into to lesser. It just keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. So, and that is for us empaths and for us soul coaches and for us who are lifestyle coaches, this is one of the major tools that we hone into to become the other or the mirror for another so that they can see themselves as well, begin to connect to their own intuition so that their life wakes up and they can navigate through that. So I wanted to just kind of go step out of the specific training on the chakra talks and to just kind of give an overview like that. Because when we really start connecting to those upper chakras, life blossoms into this experience that is always beautiful. And I know that's and if we want to experience something different than the beauty of life, we know how to create it. So it's like it's that liberation of and I prefer to, you know, personally, I prefer beauty of life. I prefer to experience it like that and to feel my connection to everyone and all of that. But this is where we're heading as we continue to talk about, to explore, and to have experiences in these chakras. This is what we're awakening. So for one thing to do is to become more aware in these areas, to really connect a little bit more to our intuition, to our sixth chakra, our third eye, is to be aware when something tells you a deep no, when it's not like your logical mind saying no, or when something says yes, but it's not the logical mind saying yes. And how you'll know when it's the logical mind is because a lot of times you won't know why. If it's Dr. Spock, the 1 + 1 = 2, he'll explain it out to you. You'll know why, and da da da. But the attractions and the magnetisms, those are where the third eye, you know, that's the yumminess of the third eye. So start to become more aware of your attractions and when you feel magnetically pulled to either do something, to say something, to go hug a person, to notice a moment, all of these things will start to help build that third eye connection. So that's all for today. I am very much excited to continue these, and we're building right now, planning for our next retreat extravaganza, which is going to have a lot of these tea talks and a lot of experiences to go with the tea talks so that we can take it off of the out of the mind and into the life. So now, be looking for more information on that on our website.
When is that, Monique?
That is, we are planning it for the third week of January in 2014. So it will be, but the, I think it's the 25th or somewhere into there. It's usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So you can do either 3 days or 4 days. It's at this beautiful location that I have out here by a lake in Waxahachie. And it's gourmet food, and I mean, we take care of you all kinds of ways because, you know, life is beautiful. And it's like, how about enjoying the luxury of life as well and not just the hardships and doing the work? The work doesn't have to be so hard.
right.
Yes.
I think we as humans, we just complicate things so much, not just for ourselves, but for everybody. And, you know, we can really just take that time. I wondered, before we go, is there any exercises? I mean, I'm always asking for exercises, but that people could, you know, you're saying, okay, become aware and become aware of your attractions.
Yes.
But is there any actual exercise, quote unquote, that you would suggest to people?
Well, what I would say is with the third eye, that's really when it's good to start having like your journals and your video diaries and things like that, because this is also through how inspirations and things like that come, and we start to open up our ability to be to inspire others and to inspire ourselves. So when I started becoming more aware of my third eye, I would write down or just record, you know, intuitions I would get. Even if it was like, you know, I would be with my sister-in-law or something, and she'll say something, and I could intuit, girl, you're not really going to want to have that experience once it comes around, you know, or even something as simple as planning a birthday party, you know, and I would intuit that such and such and such would be needed, but in that moment, I may not feel inclined to offer that as an option. So then I would write it down, or I would take note of it, and then you have something to come back to say, oh, my God, that intuition was right. It was right on the money, because what we are trying to do is build the trust for our intuition. Right. So, and we all have it. We just don't trust it a lot of times. So that's what I would say as far as an exercise, because, one, we have to just become aware of it. So when we become aware of it, then start notating it, and then keep that notation so you can go back to it, because as we go into the seventh chakra, we're really going to have a trust for the sixth, and the seventh just kind of opens everything up. So that's what I would say, is just take note, become more aware, and not living life in the zombie mode. You know, and just in each moment to be aware. And then, of course, start notating the attractions, the magnetisms, the, oh, my God, I just heard this word 5 times. Why have I heard this word in my journey 5 times, you know?
Yeah.
And notating, like, numbers, your you know, the numbers that come up often, and you'll start to see what are your numbers, what are your expansive. Mine are 4 and 8, and it took a while. It took years for me to hone down in that, you know, and then, so that's kind of how to start to exercise it on your own. When we do like retreats and stuff like that, I have specific experiences that we go through to kind of clear it,
mm-hmm.
you know, to clear the blocks, and then to go into it deeper to become more engaged with your own energy center. So that's what I would say.
Okay. Well, then you're just, really saying, really, really, really be aware.
Yes.
It's, you know, and sometimes we do things to keep ourselves from being aware, whether it's eating, drinking, drugs, TV, whatever, always having to be around people or noise, whatever. We seem to numb ourselves.
Yes. And one of the things, the beautiful thing about becoming awake, because all of this, no matter what I'm saying about all the energy centers, it is about waking up. And so being able to understand what lulls us to sleep as individuals is very important, too, because what lulls one person to sleep is not the same as another. When I was going through my yoga training, you know, and it's very much encouraged in all the, I don't know all of them, but all the ones I went through, is, you know, to have a yoga practice and do it every day, a da-da-da amount of time, a da-da-da-da-da. And I had to stand firm in the fact, no, if I do something routine, that puts me to sleep. It doesn't wake me up. So if, you know, and that may be the opposite coin for another person, but notating what you do to keep you numb, because all of this is about waking up. So if you're ever like, and the lower three chakras have a lot of specific physical activities to do to kind of clear them, to get in them, but the upper three, it really is about energy. It is about awakeness, awareness, and going into it in that way. So it's not so much as, you know, well, I got to do yoga three times a day to increase my third eye.
Okay.
But, yeah, so you're right on the money, Ruthann, and I love that you brought that out, because the awareness and the waking up, that's the start of it all. And that's how we keep all this energy going. If think about energy. If you are asleep, if the energy is asleep and sluggish, it is not moving as much. And we're trying to get this all moving healthily and flowing freely as much as every individual person's life can handle and has that capacity.
Right, because we're talking about vibrations, about raising vibrations.
Yes.
And raising vibrations means going faster. And
yes.
So if we're slugged down, we're just now doing it. I mean, we have wonderful bodies, wonderful souls and spirits, and we really can
yes.
make some changes.
We really do. And a lot of that, too, is just new experiences as well. If like, you know, because we can go in life and be like, I do the same thing every day, but that's because it's required. And we can get in that mindset of, you know, I can't change nothing. You know, I got to take the kids to school and da-da-da. We eat at da-da-da. They go to bed at da-da-da. They, you know, our lives are externally driven. So if, you know, if we can, if nothing else, have a new experience, that's one of the reasons why I do these retreats and stuff like that, because we have, in order to wake up, something has to change. And so we, you know, people love to find a way of doing that through these, you know, workshops, retreats, these kind of things like that, just to have a boom, a new experience, you know, that alarm clock that wakes us up. And then we're able to kind of keep going for a while, but then we still have to make sure that we put things in our lives that when we start dumbing down again, that we wake up. And that will keep us going, and that will keep the energy vibration rising and starting to have more energy to it. And I tell you, I have some soul coaching that I'm doing now with some ones that are going through some of the intense upper chakras, and it gets to a point that they're even like, oh, my God, I'm experiencing so much more energy that I just don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we'll find something to do with it. Don't you worry. You just keep going, you know. But that's the thing. That's the waking up process. And that's how it feels when we wake up, just like if we've been in a really deep slumber and we got really good rest and we, boom, wake up in the morning and we have the energy to move, you know. So some are more slow at that. Some are a quick wake up, and it never matters because we don't judge. We don't compare. We're just in the experience.
Right, right. Just and enjoy the experience. And
yes.
Even when the experience is scary and all, I mean, there's still some type of joy, because I believe that once you find joy, however, you never totally lose that.
No. Yes.
So you have that, and, you know, just be happy with being alive and knowing that you're growing.
Yes, and knowing that anything that doesn't connect to that inner joy, that, you know, those layers of stuff that you're still, like, not really that satisfied with, you want to share whatever, remember that as you're waking up, you are getting the tools on how to navigate so that those things do not affect you in any way that you don't prefer them to affect you. So I do understand that sometimes it's kind of hard to be happy about some of the trials and tribulations we go through.
But look back and say, wow, that was a, yes, turned out to be a good experience. But, yeah, when you're in the middle,
yes,
of it, get me through this.
Yes, in the middle. And, you know, when you're truly connected to that core person that's like, you know, this is just layers of the game that I'm playing in this role as a whatever, you know, a student, a mom, or whatever role, the hat you're wearing, when you're really connected to the core of the self, then you understand any discomfort is just temporary, you know. We'll just, you know, get through it, sweep it away. It's no big deal. It doesn't affect the core, the happiness that comes,
yeah,
from within, just like you had,
yeah,
mentioned.
True joy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, my friend. You gave us lots to think about. And
thank you so much.
You know, I just get this physical body all fine, and
yes,
we'll see you then next Wednesday.
Yes, next Wednesday. So this is Monique Johnson signing off. Please go. We'll have stuff coming up weekly. Our website will be changing, but we already kind of have announced some of the stuff we'll be doing on the retreat extravaganza, and that's www.healthymovementsinternational.com. Until next week, bye-bye.